This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's time for us to play Talktionary. Man, if there was a camera running behind the scenes here, holy cow.
The amount of times we would get fired in a day is so many.
Oh, God almighty. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to play Talktionary, and we've got tickets to see Khalid when he comes to the venue at Thunder Valley, and that is on October 5th. Tickets still available. You've chosen Kevin to be your teammate in the game of Talktionary. Katie, tell everybody what the rules of the game are.
Well, we've got Pictionary cards, but we can't draw it for you. You won't be able to see. So we're going to describe the words on each card. You can skip around on each card, but you have to complete all 5 words before you can go on to a second card, which is generally pretty hard in the first place.
Got it?
Yep.
All righty. 30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
All right, hit it.
Okay, this is the state that's known for their cheese.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
One.
Okay, this is where boats go to, like, you know, stay.
Harbor?
No, like the action of it.
I have no clue.
It's like a duck, but a different letter.
Okay, that's allowed.
Okay, fine, skip. Okay, finish this phrase, turn it up a blank.
A little bit?
No, like a turn dial.
Turn it up a notch.
Turn it up a notch.
Turn it up a notch.
The other one was dock.
Dock.
Yeah.
That was the word.
Dock.
Apparently
dock.
You can't say replace one letter.
No,
you can't.
Because you're not describing the word at all.
All right, Kylie, you got 1 point. All right, but that's all right. There's 2 rounds. Let's talk to Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Gavin.
All right, you are paired up with Katie, and you heard the rules. Are you ready to play?
Excellent. Let's do it. I would say, Katie, try to stay away from the a little bit today. Yesterday took up a lot of time.
So hey, guess what?
If we just say the word.
Hey, kid showbiz.
I love this. Yes, this is amazing.
I know how to do my job. Thanks.
Well, we're about to find out.
Wow.
We're about to find out. All right, here we go. 30 seconds. I can tell you guys have great chemistry.
Let's do it.
All right, go.
The opposite of a priest.
A demon?
No, like a lady priest.
A nun.
Yes, okay. This is an extension blank. It's what you plug into things to...
Board.
Yes, okay. If your windshield, you can't see through it because it's so cold outside, you have to do what? You have to hit the what button?
Non-cord wipe?
No, we're on a different word.
All right, you got two and one.
You got two.
I don't think he gets how to play the game.
You got two.
Okay.
All right.
The first word was none. The second one was cord. And then I was trying to get you to the third one, which was defrost.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Each description is going to be a different word.
Got it. All right. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Charles, we're going to put you back on hold. Get ready for round two. I decompress or come up with more roasting slams on Katie. Kylie, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. You have to.
Do you have any advice for how Kevin does his job?
You have to get at least two to stay in the game. All right. I believe in you. All right. Kevin, are you ready?
Okay. Oh, I go. Okay. I guess.
Yeah. Were you confused on how the game went?
No, I thought it was Katie goes and Katie goes again.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Yeah, but we're doing this to make it a little more exciting because she has more points than you.
By one. Okay. Calm down.
All right, here we go. Ready? 30 seconds, Kylie. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Go.
This is a type of fish. The saying is packed like a can of blank.
Packed like a can of tuna?
No. Too many fishes in the sea in one Sardines. Can. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then this is the white ball that you hit in billiards. Okay.
The cue
never
ball?
Mind. If yeah, your face.
There she goes. She said it.
Okay. Okay. You missed the call, so you're dialing them again. What's that called?
A redial.
You're trash today.
Was it return?
It was recall.
Recall.
Oh.
I was supposed to say if something got spoiled, like milk. They asked.
Oh her. Yeah, that's okay. Still wouldn't have gotten me the recall, but
she said a can of tuna.
Yeah, because nobody knew what you were talking about
at
first.
A can of sardines packed like a can of sardines.
I mean, I got it eventually. I got it when Kylie did. Listen, let's not fight in front of company, okay?
I'm so pissed.
All right, so Kylie, you're back on hold. You got three, so let's go back to Charles. Charles, did you think of anything else that Katie could improve her performance on?
Oh, no, Katie actually did a really good job.
It was okay.
I'm very relieved fully. So great job, Katie.
Okay, good. Right.
I love that.
You need one to tie. You need two to win. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Charles, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Go.
He's Popeye the Blank Man.
I'm sorry?
Popeye the Blank Man.
Taylor.
Yes, okay. This is what you put on your bike so people can see you riding it at night.
Headlight.
No, light. You put it on and the light bounces back off of it.
Reflector.
Yes. Okay. If you get knocked out, you are
KO'd.
No, you're
unconscious.
Yes, unconscious. Okay.
Okay. Then listen, but it doesn't matter though. Congratulations, you got five total. That's two more than Kevin
that
and
was
Kylie.
All Charles, not Katie.
Oh,
good
wow.
Job, Kylie and Kevin.
All righty. Oh, that's nice of you, Charles. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the venue. The only caveat is you have to go with Katie. All right.
I have to do what?
No, never
you know
mind.
What? Don't worry about it.
Stay on hold.
I love it. Woo!
Stay on hold. We're going to get your information. You are an absolute delight.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin is our fitness correspondent on The Wake Up Call. And there is a new fitness trend that we're talking about. Yes, we are. It's called rucking.
Rucking.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that?
Great question. What is rucking, Kevin?
It's when you wear a backpack filled with stuff and then you like train with it.
Okay.
Oh, so like a weighted vest?
Weighted vest is evenly dispersed around your body.
Oh,
this
is
mainly in the back.
Backpack. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
It's also called rucksack is what they're calling it now.
Okay.
Now, rucking has been around for a long time. The military's been using
this. I was going to say, it's a big military thing.
Yeah, for generations. But now, you know, it's common to see regular people rucking. And Kevin, how does this typically work?
So I usually do it when I'm running.
So you do
Wait,
this?
You do it.
Yes, I do it often when I'm running. It helps add an extra weight. I got it from the Marines. They like to rock.
Ever heard of them, Katie?
I have.
So yeah.
So okay. So when you put, how far were you running before you started rucking?
How far?
Yeah.
Like a mile or something.
Okay.
Or right, two.
So
not,
oh, okay. So
two.
A mile.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've settled on two. It was fun to go on that journey with you. And then you started rucking, which again, if you're just joining us, the latest fitness trend on social media, rucking is a weighted backpack that you run with, or a weighted vest. You're right about that, Katie. And how much harder does it make it? Are you tracking your calorie burn?
It is so much harder. I am a bit slower, but I do it often. I have elevated the pounds in my backpack.
Really?
It started with one book.
Okay.
And now it's two textbooks.
Okay, so we don't know the actual weight. We're going by books.
We're going with my strength.
Okay. I love that.
It's all about how...
What is it all about?
It's all about how we feel like we could do more.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is wonderful.
I think I could go up to $4 now.
Great.
And that's heavy. That's like probably like 50 pounds maybe.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to put this to the test. And I want you to give us a demonstration on rucking.
I didn't bring my backpack.
Good, I did.
And
I put a weight in the backpack for him as
that
well.
How much weight? If you do the wrong amount of weight, you kind of hurt your back. So you got to be a professional.
Well, what's
to
the
do
right
this.
Amount of weight?
Two textbooks.
I could do like 50 pounds.
Oh, good. Yeah, 50 pounds is what I put in there.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's a lot, but okay.
I do it often. It's fine.
Okay, great.
And, so wait, what are we going to do here? Are we going to make him run?
I would like Kevin to go out and, because he's an expert on rucking. We've learned that. He ran, he was running 1 to 2 miles.
Yeah.
Two miles.
Right.
And then he started rucking and it's really improved his fitness. So I want to put it to the test. I want to learn from him.
I love this.
So we're going to have Kevin go outside. We're going to take a break. We're going to have Kevin go outside. Put on this rucking backpack that I have, and I want you to call the studio, be on the phone, and let's talk about this. You don't have a problem with that, right?
Whenever I'm rucking, yeah. I don't really talk as much.
Well, this will be just a little added extra then.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll go in the back parking lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy. I mean, as far as I know, you can just use the sidewalk by the parking lot for all I care.
And
I don't care where he does it.
Walking.
Running. Yeah.
Running, yes.
Yes.
Because I only run, I don't walk.
Obviously, it shows.
Look at you. Why are you laughing, Katie?
I'm not laughing.
Neither am I. Why do they call it rucking, by the way?
I don't know, it's slang.
Okay.
Rough backpacking. Duh.
I get it.
Yes.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We are going to take a break. We're gonna play a song. Kevin is going to join us next. From our parking lot with a rucking backpack on or as close to it as we can get and give us a demonstration. I'm excited for this.
Me too.
I can tell by the look on your face you're excited as well.
So excited.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
When last we met, we had Kevin from the Wake Up Call explain to us the new fitness trend called rucking, which we know has been around for a very long time, but it is now blowing up bigger than it ever has before on the internet. And Kevin informed us that it is when you run with a weighted vest, but also this new one, which is called a rucksack, is a weighted backpack. So we obviously don't have the money for a rucksack to buy anything. Yeah, right. That's actually very true, Katie. But what we do have is we have an old backpack and we do have weights that we can put inside of it. Kevin is somebody who's an expert on rucking, does it a lot, outside ready to give us a live demonstration. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, and bitch, why is this bag so heavy?
Well, you said that you do rucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem heavier than what you ruck with? You said 50 pounds.
Yeah, it seems way heavier.
You said you run with 50 pounds in your backpack.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
How much is in this backpack? Do we know?
30.
Uh-oh. It's only 30. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am positive because it is a 30-pound dumbbell.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Huh?
What is in here?
It's a 30-pound dumbbell.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right, so put the backpack on. Well, I don't need to tell you. You're the rucking expert. Right.
Yeah. Give me a second. I got to adjust.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, adjusting it to you probably is the best best way to start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to make sure it's strapped on right.
Okay. Yeah, strap that backpack on.
And how far am I running?
Well, we don't have time for you to run the whole 2 miles, but I mean, maybe just run until we're done talking, I guess.
Right. Just ready,
okay,
set,
I'll
go. Okay.
Now, then. Oh my God. This is like pulling on my shoulder.
I know. Well, yeah. Rucking sounds terrible.
So are you running?
Yeah, I'm running. Can't you hear me?
Well, sorry.
It doesn't sound like you're running right now. Run a little faster.
I am running so fast and this backpack hurts.
What? How does it hurt?
It's like pulling my back.
But it's 20 pounds less than what you're used to running with.
I mean, right. So it should be easier, yes.
Right. It should be easier.
I am out of breath.
Oh, God. He's starting to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you need to take a break?
Hard.
Why don't you take a break? Take a break, okay?
God, I wish we could see him.
All right. Okay, so you...
Okay, did you stop?
I've been stopped.
Oh.
Heavy.
How far did you get? If you're just joining us, Kevin is in the parking lot rucking right now. He has a weighted backpack on because he says he does it all the time, and he's giving us a demonstration. How far did you get from the door, do you think?
You know the end of the sidewalk by our building?
Yeah. So to the road?
Huh?
To the road?
No, to the end of the sidewalk by our station truck.
Okay, oh, that is not very far.
Kevin, that's like 50 yards at the most.
I feel kind of lightheaded.
Oh my God. All right. Okay.
So heavy.
Why don't you get back to it? Sometimes, you know, when you're feeling a little defeated.
Okay, yes. Just got to run a little bit more, you know?
All right, go ahead. Walk us through it.
Okay.
We'll run us through it.
Running back up the street.
All right.
I do feel like this is more than 30.
It's not.
It's just one 30-pound dumbbell. Like, it's probably exactly 30.
I'm not wearing the right shorts, so that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why. So, okay, well, I'm okay.
I like the self-affirmation Kevin has to put himself through.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kevin.
How your legs feel? Good?
Yeah, they feel great, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
They woke up today.
They woke up today.
You're going to be feeling it later. You're going to feel such a good burn.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, Kevin, I think that I'm going to give rucking a try after this demonstration.
You should.
You make it sound so easy. You make it sound rewarding.
Yeah.
That was Kevin from the Wake Up Call, fitness expert, giving Sacramento a rucking demonstration live on the air. Now we have to take a break, but when we come back, hey, collectors, what do you collect and why? Call us right now at 909-1065. 916-909-1065 and tell us not everyone has a collector's brain. But those that do can get pretty nuts with their collections, and we want to know what you're collecting. 909-1065, we're getting into this when we come back at 840.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is it. This is the moment that we've all been waiting for. Jackpot's up to $160 on
Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- think it's a Friday.
All right. It's a Friday. It's a Friday. It's not a Friday. But Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Calling all the way from Stockton. Wow. How are things in Stockton?
Oh, they're pretty great.
They're pretty great.
Pretty great.
That's actually Stockton's new motto. Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew, this is how the game works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. While Katie's out of the studio, she comes back. I ask her the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins the jackpot. You get it wrong, we add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Delicious farm-to-fork food. That's all organic. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Katie's out of the studio. We're live on Instagram. Let's rock and roll. Question one. Hurricane Helene. Helena? Helene. What is that, Kevin? Helene?
Helene.
Helene is passing over Cuba right now and is expected to rapidly grow in size and strength by the time it hits Florida as a Category 3 or higher. Uh-oh. What makes hurricanes grow in strength?
Warm water.
Question two. Brett Favre was giving a speech and announced that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The 54-year-old told Congress that to garner sympathy for the welfare scandal that he was involved in. He was trying to kind of deviate there. Favre played for 4 teams in his career, but most of it was with what team?
The Green Bay Packers.
Question three. The trailer for the reboot of Wizards of Waverly Place dropped, and it shows Selena Gomez in it. You can see it by texting WIZARD to 909-1065, and it'll be on Roku on October 29th. What was Selena's character's name on that show? Three seconds. 3, 2... One.
Samantha.
All righty. And question four. Lady Gaga is starring in Joker 2, which comes out next Friday, but she's shocking all of us by releasing her first new album in years this Friday. It's going to be a companion to the movie soundtrack. The album is called Harlequin, after her character Harley Quinn. But spell Harlequin.
H-A-R-I-Q-U-I-N.
Question five. Two men in Spain have been arrested for scamming two women who thought they were talking to Brad Pitt, who was asking them for money for financial hardships he was having over the course of years. If one woman gave $170,000 and the other gave $195,000, what was the total that the scammers got?
What was the number again?
$170,000 and
$195,000. $365,000.
Kevin, please bring Katie back in the studio. And Matthew, where are we off to this morning?
Dropping my sister off at work and then taking the kids to school.
You're dropping your sister off at work and then you're taking the kids to school. And then what are you doing with the rest of your day?
Going to sleep and then working later on tonight.
Oh, that sounds like a nice existence.
Really?
Well, sleeping?
The going to sleep part.
Well, yeah, I guess not working third shift. Where do you work for third shift?
Amazon.
Listen,
we salute you.
Katie needs you more than you realize. All right, Matthew's now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one, Hurricane Helene. It's passing over Cuba right now. I think it's only a tropical storm, but it is expected to rapidly grow in size and strength by the time it slams into Florida as a Category 3 or higher hurricane.
Okay.
What makes hurricanes grow in strength?
The wind?
Warm water. Warm water, which is why hurricanes are getting worse. Question two, Brett Favre was giving testimony to Congress, and during that he announced that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Brett Favre has.
Yeah.
The 54-year-old told Congress that to garner sympathy from them because he was there because of a welfare fraud scandal that he was involved in. Favre played for four teams in his career, but most of them are with what team?
The Packers?
Yeah, Question three, the trailer for the reboot of Wizards of Waverly Place dropped, and it shows Selena Gomez in it. You can see it by texting Wizard to 909-1065. It's going to be on Roku on October 29th.
I forgot Roku was still a thing.
Yeah. What was Selena's character's name on that show?
Alex Russo.
When was that show on TV?
Maybe like 7 or 8 years ago.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What?
How did the song go, Kevin?
Exactly.
Without ever watching a second of that show, it sounds like this is what it sounded like. Hey, Kevin, how did that song go?
Well, that's exactly what I did because I can't think of the words, but I'm doing the right tune.
Really? That is the right tune?
Something is not what it seems, and we're something else, and then we're gonna have fun.
Without knowing anything about the show at all, Kevin this morning goes, oh, that show. Who became a lizard at the end of it?
The wizard.
You said lizard.
No.
I could have been either one. We'll never know. Question four. Lady Gaga, you know, she's in Joker 2, comes out next week. Well, this Friday, she's releasing her first new album in years, and it's going to be a companion to the soundtrack of that.
Interesting.
And her album is called Harlequin, after her character, Harley Quinn. Spell Harlequin.
Okay. Harlequin.
Yeah, that was it. Wow. Question five. Two men in Spain were arrested for scamming two women who thought they were talking to Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt was asking them for money for his financial hardships.
As Brad Pitt has wanted to do.
Over the course of years. I don't know how people keep falling for these scams. I don't know. If one woman, and these are real numbers, by the way.
Okay.
If one woman gave $170,000.
Okay.
And the other woman gave $195,000.
And you said these are real numbers?
Yeah. Yeah. What was the total the scammers got?
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. $365,000.
That's it. Could you imagine being that convincing at anything?
I can't even imagine having that much money to give away.
Right.
Let alone somebody convincing me it was Brad Pitt, multi-millionaire.
I know.
Brad Pitt that needs it.
Crazy. All right. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score. You got 3. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Stockton loses again.
Don't mind if I do.
That's actually the motto for Stockton. Stockton loses again. All right. Well, Matthew, we're going to have $20 at the jackpot tomorrow. What is it that everybody needs to hear from you now?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. But thank you for what you do for Jeff Bezos and Katie.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
I am calling Haley today. Haley is a photographer who likes the phone scams, loves the phone scams, knows all the characters from the phone scams. So I had to make a brand new character for this one to try to trick her, and I did trick her. This is a premiere of a character named Uncle Paul.
Oh my God.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Haley.
Oh, you found her.
Hello, Haley. You can just call me Uncle Paul. Everybody seems to call me Uncle Paul. And I would just like to schedule a session for you to do some pictures, please. I was on your Facebook page and I really like what I see.
Oh, great. What days? How soon do you want to get this shoot done?
As soon as possible, I think would be best.
Let me get my calendar out.
What?
Yeah, that's something we can definitely do.
What?
I said we can get you in this week.
Oh, good. Okay.
So were you looking to do an outdoor location, or do you want to use one of my sets?
Oh, definitely one of your sets.
Okay, great. In studio.
Yes, your studio. And yeah, that's what they call it. Yeah.
Yes. And maybe you could just tell me a little bit about your family and what you're hoping to get out of this session.
You want to know about my family?
Mm-hmm. Like how many of you there's going to be?
Okay, well, I'm not actually an uncle. I grew up in St. Louis. I have two mothers and I have one father.
They're going to be at the shoot with you?
No, you just said you wanted to know about my family.
Yeah, your family that's going to be coming to the shoot with you.
No, there will be no family in the shoot.
Is it a pet shoot?
No, I'm not allowed to have pets.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
It's just a picture. They're just going to be pictures of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are some of the props that I can use? Because that's going to be important.
So, you know, we've got the leaves that I like to sprinkle around. And, you know, we've got a rake. So it's like you're raking leaves. But I'm sorry, I'm just not sure. What are you using these photos for? Is it more of like headshots, or is it a lifestyle photo shoot?
Possibly, yes. I mean, I am currently unemployed. I worked at the post office for about 15 years, and they did fire me. So so I am looking for new jobs, and I think that some pictures would probably help me get them.
Got it.
Raking leaves. That's interesting. Okay, maybe. Should I wear overalls for that? I've never raked a leaf before. Is there an outfit that I should wear?
You know, I just encourage people to come in, you know, wearing something they feel very comfortable in themselves.
Yes.
Also, jewel tones look very good on
jewel
camera
tones?
For something solid.
Jewel
yeah,
tones?
Like
what are you saying?
jewel tones.
It's, jewel, you know, like jewels?
Yeah, like sapphires and rubies, you know, that rich dark blue
I don't own any rubies or sapphires. I have some turquoise. I have lots of turquoise jewelry that I can wear. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about like a colored
shirt. I have a large topaz necklace that is surrounded with turquoise. I got it in Shedona. I don't think I want to do the rake, though. Do you have like a set that makes it look like maybe I'm off to school or... What else do people do in the fall?
We've got a hay bale.
Making eggs for breakfast? What else do people do?
I don't have a kitchen set.
You know what? How about this? Book me a set where I get to sit on a tricycle. Do you have a tricycle that I can sit on?
The tricycle I have is pretty small.
Okay. All right. How about a wagon that I can sit in? And then you can put a giant apple on my lap.
Well, I don't have any giant apples, but
how about a giant pumpkin?
Yep, we can do a pumpkin.
Okay, all right, so write this down. Uncle Paul wants a photo of him sitting in a wagon holding a giant pumpkin, not smiling, and that will create some sort of buzz around me, and I'll probably get a job based off of that, okay?
All right, Paul, I'm going to need to get any sort of card to hold the appointment in my system because have a card and people don't show.
Okay, so here we go. I'll give you my number, okay?
Okay, whenever you're ready.
4711-98.
Well, that's not enough numbers. Do you have some more numbers there that you can read to me?
No, that's the end of the numbers.
Well, that's not enough numbers to be a credit card.
Well, it's not a credit card. It's my Costco card.
Okay, Paul, I think I have to go. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to help you because I need a card to make
that. Haley, let me tell you one more thing then before I go. It's actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam.
Oh, my God. Gavin. Gavin.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam @endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
1-609-09-1065 and tell us your maiden name and your married name and we'll tell you which one's better. That was okay. That one worked out. That was better.
It was fine.
Better than we've done before. 916-909-1065. It's the game that's sweeping the nation as far as Sacramento is concerned. And we're going to start with a Katie.
Oh, what?
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right. Now, other Katie.
Okay. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Cruz.
Cruz?
Yeah. K-R-U-S.
Oh, it even has a K.
It starts with a K?
Yeah.
Katie Cruz.
Wowie.
That's good.
That is going to be next to impossible to beat.
Katie Cruz sounds like the name of a character in a video game.
Yep.
You know,
she's
like
sexy, but she's tough.
It's like a racing game,
yeah.
You know, where yeah. There's the fat slob taxi driver guy, and then there's sexy Katie Cruz.
Yeah.
All right, so then what is your...
I mean, your new last name better be Starlight Starbright or something just absolutely whimsical. What is it?
Oh, man. I'm getting married in May, and it's going to be Baker.
Okay.
Baker, you sound like a missing person.
He has never been more right. And, I mean, in a Sherry Papini kind of way. Like, you did it to yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's not even a real tragedy. You just wanted a few days with your ex-boyfriend.
What is your fiancé's first name?
Brent.
He could be Brent Cruz?
Okay, but Brent Baker?
No. Not better than Brent Cruz. Brent Cruz.
I cannot. Brent Cruz.
Now, the more I hear it's douchey.
It's real tax evasion-y.
Yeah.
You know?
It's real pharma bro-ish.
Yeah. He. When you ask him what does he do, and he goes, I have a startup. But he can never explain to you what it is. But he'd love you to invest.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't just a situation.
You guys just stick with who you are.
Very progressive.
Yeah.
I will let him know.
Please do. And thank you for calling. Good luck with your wedding. Let's talk to Carmella. Carmella, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Carmella, what is your maiden name?
Brown.
Carmella Brown?
Wow.
Yeah.
Brown's a tough one.
She does sound like maybe she could be a district attorney.
Carmella Brown sounds like a Crayola crayon.
Okay, really? I think it sounds like she's like on the school board, but like regionally, not just at the school.
Oh, so she's like a big one.
She had to run.
Right.
You see her signs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Carmella Brown for comptroller.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not voting for her. I just need to tell you.
I don't love Carmella Brown.
Okay. What is your married name?
Enriquez.
Yes.
Carmella Enriquez is way better. That is an upgrade.
That is a huge upgrade.
Carmella Enriquez sounds like a fun time Charlie. That's an upgrade, Carmella. Congratulations. Let's talk to Karen. Why not? Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
All right. So what is your maiden name?
It's Montefrio.
Montefrio. Karen Montefrio.
Montefrio.
I love this.
I do wish it...
It doesn't go with Karen.
It wasn't with a Karen.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so maybe what if we... You can change your first name.
I want her first name to be. Montefrio is the last name.
Yeah.
First name, Magdalene.
No, that's too much of a mouthful.
But it's a mouthful. Just say it. You do it.
Magdalene Montefrio.
Okay, she is a princess of a native land you've never heard of.
It sounds like something you put in a sandwich, but like you're not quite sure what it is.
What it is, exactly.
Right. It seems like an aioli, but it's not.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry that isn't your name. So, okay, what is your married name?
It's De Souza.
De Souza.
Yeah, something that goes with Karen now.
Yeah.
De Souza sounds like a piece of crap car.
A Honda De Souza?
I drive a 2005 De Souza.
I am going to say, and this isn't how I want it to be, but Karen De Souza makes more sense.
It's an upgrade.
A technical upgrade.
Yeah.
But it is a downgrade because it's not Magdalene.
Right.
Can we make the rules here? So
I'm just.
It might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to us.
And that's all that matters, yep. Magdalene.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
Now it is time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is always so exciting, so fun. It is a company out of Florida that buys up undelivered packages and we have no idea what's inside. They have no idea what's inside. You just buy them and open them. It's a lot of fun. And last week took us on such a journey.
Yeah, it did.
If you missed it, man, I got a dog collar that had a phone number and the name Chester on it. And we called the phone number and we talked to Chester's mommy. If you want to see pictures of Chester, they're still up at End1065 on Instagram. He's a handsome devil.
Mm-hmm.
Would look great in that collar. I still need to mail that collar to her. I told her I would.
You weren't.
No, I will. I got to remember to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's jump right into this. Okay, so Kevin, do you want to go first into the big box? Kevin's going over into the big box of Fun Delivered packages, all still closed. Most of the big ones are gone now, but listen, there are some Mighty Mouses. All right, he's digging, wow, like a little meerkat. Oh, whatever he got.
It's freeze-dried. When you open it, it's going to get much bigger.
Describe it.
It's a green packaging, airtight, sealed, and I can't even feel what's in it because it's so airtight.
Wow, that could be like a plushie. That could be a blanket.
If it's a plushie and it comes out really big.
Whenever my kid makes me buy some kind of stupid plush that they see off of a YouTube channel,
yeah.
It always comes freeze dried like that, and then
it's always fun.
It looks exciting. You open the package and it's all shriveled up like Voldemort toward the beginning of the movies. It's like ugh.
I love it.
All right, Katie's going to go in now. We're playing Fun Delivered, part one on the Wake Up Call. She's going into the big box. She's going to pick something out. And Katie typically goes for soft packages. Let's see if she changes that up this time.
She always gets something good, too.
Almost. Oh, she is changing it up.
Oh, that sounds hard.
All right. come back over, tell us what you picked out and why. What was your thought process on it?
I almost want to give it back.
Too late. You already walked over here.
It's a box. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, is it loose?
It's about 6 inches wide, but what's in it is very light.
Oh.
I'll take it.
What?
I believe in your good, fun-delivered luck so much that I will take this.
You're going to regret that.
So Katie now is going back into the fun-delivered box.
I'm shook.
And now we will see who... Now, we always see who wins fun-delivered, first of all, between the three of us. But now there's a double competition. Did Katie make the right choice?
Okay.
Now describe your new one.
My new one, it does have something, some kind of material in it.
All right.
And it feels like it could be like a men's button-up shirt.
All right. Ooh. So classic Katie selection.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, listen, I got Katie's box, and then Katie has a shirt, and then Kevin has something freeze-dried, and, and we are going to find out what is inside when we return to play part two of Fun Delivered.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
Part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is the really exciting part. Fun Delivered is a game that we play. As far as I know, we are the only morning radio show anywhere. There's one very famous local YouTuber that is now doing it as well.
Yeah.
Brandon Ferris on his channel. And it's sweeping the nation, but it's starting
very slowly. Starting in Northern California.
But we have packages that are all blocked out. We don't know where they were going, but they never got there.
Yeah.
And we were sent them by Fun Delivered, the company. And Kevin, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Because yours is green, really bright green, and freeze-dried. So he's cutting it open. The air is getting to
it. It smells.
Freeze-dried stuff often does smell.
Does it?
Okay. Okay.
What?
What'd you get?
It's a basketball thing with a Chicago Bulls.
Oh!
I think it's a jersey jacket.
Stand up.
It's a Michael Jordan hoodie.
Oh my God, 23 for life. Yes. What size is it?
Kevin!
That looks like it'll fit you.
I hope so.
That'll definitely fit you.
Oh, it does. It's a medium.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah,
and put it on.
Put it on.
Okay.
Oh, it looks good on you.
It's so slimming.
Look.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very, you put your arms up and we see about 7 or 8 inches of that little tum-tum.
I mean, could I rock this?
If you don't put your arms up, don't have any questions.
How do you feel about high-waisted jeans?
Oh.
Because if you did a high-waisted jean.
Let's try it.
Can boys do that?
No. Okay.
If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. So, Katie, go ahead. Now, okay. If you missed part one, Katie went into the Fun Delivered box to pick out part one.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't like what I picked.
As soon as I got it, I knew. Mm-mm.
So
my
witchy
senses went off.
I said, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So she made the gamble.
Yeah.
And
okay, let's see. I'm so mad.
What?
What'd you get?
I don't even know what it is, but I know it has some sort of weird...
Oh my God, that's anime!
Anime BS. Oh God, there's more.
Whoa. I'm so excited! What have you got? A girlfriend pillow.
The outside of it has anime on it.
Wow, there's all kinds of anime people all over this packaging.
I'm jealous. You want to trade?
I can't even get the stupid...
That would not fit her. Michael Jordan's face would be so distorted from her boobs.
That's true.
Oh! Yay, it's an Attack on Titan sweater.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's the anime, so that's that symbol.
It's very subtle. Like if I saw that, I would have no idea that was anime.
Okay.
Every anime
knows.
It's
a black and gray striped sweatshirt that means what again?
From Attack on Titans. Mm-hmm. It's an anime.
And Attack on Titans is the name of it, or that's what they say?
That's the show.
That's the show.
That could be a fun sleepy time thing.
I agree.
It's a really big sweatshirt. Like, it's going to be too big for you.
Well, I know. I look like such a little lady.
Oh, yeah, just swimming in your dad's sweatshirt.
Stop, I'm so small.
All right. So, okay, so that was what you ended up with. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And if you want to see this, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065.
Okay.
Wow, we're all getting clothing.
Let's see what you... Well, this is not clothing. This is a tiny little box. All right. I am going to open it now. Katie's so nervous. I'm not even looking at it.
I don't think I need to be nervous. I have to trust my instincts.
I hope you get something better.
I hope you get light bulbs.
Oh, Katie, you lost.
Oh, no.
No.
Without even opening the box.
Are you sure?
It is a device, a medical, some sort of...
No, Gavin, don't.
And it says beauty neck instrument.
I know exactly what that is.
Is it a roller?
Gavin, you have to give it back to me. That's the thing that helps your double chin, and you see it on TikTok. I wanted to order that for so long.
Oh my God. It's infrared.
It lights up.
They say that it, like, it helps contour your face so well.
Is it warm?
Listen.
It massage. Katie, you need that.
My chin's gonna be so snatched.
Oh,
this is like a jade roller on steroids.
That's exactly what it is.
You shouldn't have traded it.
It's got red light therapy. It vibrates. God, I can't tell you how good this feels.
Gavin, you're looking more chiseled. You have to give that back to me.
Why do I have to?
You gave it to him.
Otherwise, I'm just
Your witchy senses said you didn't want this.
Oh, God.
This is great.
All right, who do you think won Fun Delivered?
And I can tell you who lost.
Uh-oh. Different vibration settings.
Oh, you're going to look so good.
Wow.
All righty. Text in 916-909-1065. And if you want to see what we open today, just text the word FUN. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.